Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, Busted Open Nation. We are here on a weekend. It's time for the Saturday edition of Busted Open, the podcast edition. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell. Got the one and only Tommy Dreamer alongside for this special, special Busted Open. And I say special because, well, last night on Friday, it was a special night in professional wrestling. The ageless wonder at almost 48 years old, Rey Mysterio, main eventing Friday Night SmackDown in an Intercontinental Championship match against Gunther. It was an absolute banger and was highly entertaining. Speaking of being highly entertained, Mike Tyson was, well, maybe both, as he was on commentary for what? Katsuyori Shibata and Orange Cassidy kicking off AEW Dynamite with Tyson on commentary. My God, how enjoyable was that? Myself and Tommy dive into that. It wouldn't be a Saturday edition of Busted Open if myself and Tommy didn't give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling with some weekly winner. And let me tell you, there might be a surprise in store. So sit back, relax, and click play. Let's get it going. It's Busted Open on Saturday. Gunther taking out Rey Mysterio, but not after a well-fought battle by the almost 48-year-old. His birthday is next month when we're talking about Rey Mysterio. Almost 48 years old, main event on a Friday night on Fox, leading into Crown Jewel of Saudi Arabia, right? What this man is doing, it just, I feel like I've been saying it for years and years and years, but it just, it never ceases to amaze me. He's one of the most reliable characters, superstars, legends, Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famers that has ever existed, Tommy. Rey Mysterio continues to leave me speechless on a regular basis.
Rey invented moves. Rey, I was blessed to be there in the early Rey Mysterio ECW days and blew me away. And to think about his longevity, think about the work, the body work he's still doing, I'm happy as can be. I actually just finished watching the Rey Mysterio documentary on A&E. Love it. I see he's, you know, been doing stem cells. This was before his turn with Dominic. I love the fact that they got him away from Dominic because Dominic has a chance to grow. Rey has a chance to continue to be Rey. And the beauty of Rey, literally at any given moment, he could become like world champion. Mm-hmm. Any moment he could have beaten Gunther, and it would have been believable. It's funny, like I had totally forgot about the giant killer, which they had gotten from like Spike Dudley, but Rey fit that mode so, so well and continues to go out there, be innovative, be add credibility to his name. That is like, you know, he's on the Mount Rushmore of, you know, Lucha Libre. He's on the Mount Rushmore for a lot of people, for smaller guys. He's the guy. He's could be on a lot of people's Mount Rushmore as one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, he's definitely, I think, he's inching in on that all-time Mount Rushmore. You know, little guys or not, he is as good as they come. And Simon Miller from What Culture Wrestling, a great voice in the professional wrestling scape, landscape, I should say. He tweeted out last night at Simon Miller 316. Simon, again, great voice in pro wrestling, said that Rey Mysterio has got to be an objective candidate for the best wrestler ever. The guy has done it all and is still absolutely amazing. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, the thing that just bothers me about Rey, and it's not Rey, it's the fans' reactions to Rey. I don't know if they understand how lucky they are to be sitting here at near almost 48 years old, watching this dude main event Friday Night SmackDown, when, as you said, a staple of those early ECW years. Then you go to Halloween Havoc when he comes over and he goes in there with Eddie. And you talk about, I mean, some of the moves they did in that match, some of the moves that he did in those cruiserweight years, they don't even replicate them today, Tommy. I mean, you want to talk about ahead of their time. You want to talk about being able to work any style. You want to talk about, you know, transcending generations and working with all sorts of different levels and eras of the business. Rey has literally done it all. Literally,
the springboard reverse DDT on Eddie Guerrero, and I've seen people attempt it. I think the only person I think may have pulled it off would be Rey Fénix. Listen, I've seen Rey just do things when he was young, but I mean, like you say, I always feel age is just a number. But you know, for his age to be doing that, and also having major surgeries in his life, you know, his knees.
Great point.
I know what my knees sometimes feel like from just doing cardio. And yes, I'm carrying close to 300 pounds. But, you know, thankfully I've never had a surgery. Ray's had his knees messed up for a long time. And, you know, he has those knee braces, but Ray continues to stay in shape. And yes, for Ray, we're talking about a guy who's, you know, in his best days. I know, and I'm still out there wrestling. I know my best days are behind me. For Rey, you could really say some of his best days are still ahead of him. And, you know, he is going to be one of those guys that, if he continues to stay healthy, could continue to contribute and just be Rey Mysterio for a long, long time. And he doesn't have to go out there. And, like, you know, even in the documentary, even for a lot of us, he doesn't do it for the money. He does it because he loves it. And he said when he was, and he's been wrestling since he's 14 years old, and he's doing it still. And like, he was like, all I want to do is get in a ring. And he hasn't lost that in his life, which is really, really cool.
I think if you've been doing it from such a young age to the age of almost 50, you have to love it at a level which I don't know if, Tommy, I love anything as much as Rey Mysterio loves wrestling. You know what I mean? To do it that long, you definitely can't do it for the money. Like, you obviously can't. It has to be ingrained in your fabric. It has to be a part of you. And I think that just, it fits Rey Mysterio to a T.
1,000% for me. Likewise. I just wrestled Chris Bay. Why? Because I see something in Chris Bay. And I still like to go out there almost like player coach. I want to know if this guy has it.
Plus,
I can help somebody in the ring, as well as like just doing things like that's what I strive for. That's why I like to walk through that curtain. And yes, I do like the adulation, but my main goal is because this is where what this guy needs. And also, like, I need to say, this is somebody that we can invest in, and we being Impact or when, you know, any company. But I've always done that. I've done that from ECW, and then when I was in WWE, it was kind of my job to work with all the guys coming up. And even though I was still young, but it was already designated me for doing that. And I love that. And for Rey, I mean, do you think Rey needs to go out there and get slammed around, or Rey needs to go work with Gunther, who's got a physical style?
Taking Gunther jobs? No, thank you.
Yeah. And, but he does, because he loves it. And also has, I mean, that was a 2 or 3 segment match, and it was great. It was real, and it helped Gunther, because, you know, we're talking about Roman Reigns, we're talking about Jake Paul. If Roman Reigns beats him eventually, like, then I say the person they have to go to is Gunther versus Roman at Mania, because then I'm like, who else can do it? and I don't know who else could.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Do it.
Hey, everyone. It's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
To hear Mike Tyson on commentary last night, doing not just doing a great job, but doing the art of professional wrestling, truly doing it justice, it had to make you warm and fuzzy inside. It certainly did for me.
Dude, it was awesome. I mean, honestly, let's talk about like all the variables where sometimes you think maybe I'm smoking Mike Tyson's weed that he has in his company. Yes.
Tyson Ranch. Shout out to
Tyson Ranch.
I live in Henderson, Nevada. Feel free to send a care package. Just saying. DMs are open.
Orange Cassidy versus Shibata in Atlantic City.
What?
With Mike Tyson as the special guest ring announcer. That is like, what world am I living in? And man, it was, listen, Mike was just being Mike. Mike has been a wrestling fan since day one. I've had the pleasure of hanging out with Mike in the sense too, before he even came back to wrestling. And like, he loved pro wrestling, still loves pro wrestling. And his commentary was just like, you really have to think about it. For my generation, we understand everything about the badassness of Mike Tyson. But yes. Mike Tyson doing commentary in the very Mike Tyson way was beautiful in the way he delivered it, because that's Mike Tyson. And he wasn't changing anything about it. He did it. Very good job for what he was doing. Right. And then we're talking about the match. What a contrast of styles. What? And then you saw so many great. Orange Cassidy continues to go out there and prove all his doubters and haters wrong, because he could go out there and have a match like that. We're talking about Rey Mysterio. Orange Cassidy, yeah. Believable in what he did with Shibata, who's great. And I was very happy that I was doing this show with you, because I know what a big fan you are of New Japan, what a big fan you are of Shibata. Ooh. And it was cool to see. And I enjoyed it. I was so highly entertained for so many different reasons. And like I said, it's one of those things like, man, am I contact high right now? Like, what am I seeing?
It's juxtaposed, right? Like, okay, you got Mike Tyson on the audio calling out STOs, right? Having a blast. And then you've got Katsuyori Shibata and Orange Cassidy exchanging like head kicks, like the holding in place head kicks with the oh, like the boots to the face. It was just the right amount of ridiculousness set to the backdrop of one of the most violent men to come around in modern day wrestling in Katsuyori Shibata. That is like kind of a dream match, right? Because you don't know how it's going to play out. The lackadaisical Orange Cassidy, you obviously can turn it up and be ultra violent and high flying and doing amazing, telling amazing stories in the ring. And then you've got a guy like Shibata who's, you know, made his entire brand and existence in this business on violence.
It was one of those matches that on paper seems so weird
Yeah. Add Mike to commentary too with that. Just saying, you know, if you want to talk about weird.
And then when you see it and you watched it live, I was just like, this is really good. And
yes,
even like Mike Tyson, when he would just go counter or suplex. But then also, like, even Mike gets, and listen, Orange Cassidy is not for everyone, but if you sit back and you just watch this match, and then even Mike Tyson saying he's taunting him, and like Mike Tyson giving credibility to Orange Cassidy with, you know, those kicks, the beauty of that, like, you could go back to Muhammad Ali. With Muhammad Ali, I'm the greatest. And like, but he would do that when he was the greatest, and like winding up his arm, like in a big rotation, like he's going to punch you. And then he would jab you. Or Mike Tyson would do that. Mike Tyson, because he knew he would be so dominant, where he would be like goading people to come after him, when he also knew people were afraid of him. And when you goaded him to come after you, he would drop you with a right. There was nobody in the time when Mike was Mike that we've ever seen in boxing. Nobody.
No.
Dropping people in a, like, seconds.
It's not even just that. Like, it is, right? Like, in his time and place, what he meant to the boxing world, you had to be there. You know, you say that a lot, like it's kind of a cliche on the whip, right? Had to be there. You truly had to be there. But I was talking to Ariel before the show about this, and before you hopped on the Zoom and we started talking about what we were going to do for these 3 hours, I was talking about Tyson's reign, and more importantly, like, it came during the era of like the super athlete. Like, marketing was everything, right? Like Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, and what that meant. You had Bo Jackson in football and baseball with Bo Knows. Tommy, you lived through this. You know this as well as I do. Everyone had a gimmick. Everyone had a brand. Everyone had a logo. And then out comes Mike in the black trunks and the white sort of cutoff sweater, the red gloves. That's it. No frills, line in the hair, gold tooth, everything that he was. But he was no frills. He was as violent as they came. In an era of mega athletes and mega stars and mega brands, he was all of those: mega star, mega athlete, mega brand, just without the frills, without the pomp and circumstance, without the logo, without the quote unquote brand. Right? He was the brand without being a brand. He was just himself. And it is so refreshing. Yes, he softened a little bit over time, but he still carries that aura, and he's still Iron Mike Tyson. That's why it was so damn fun to listen to him on the match last night. And to your point, giving credibility to a guy like Orange Cassidy and playing to the psychology of what Orange Cassidy brings to a match. Tyson really got it last night. I was highly impressed.
He did. And the other person who got it was Shibata.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, like I said, Orange Cassidy, people give him unjustified heat, where I've wrestled him, I've tagged with him, I've been watched him like so closely. And he, like, if you just, what you don't like about him is everything why he got there. But then when he could do it in the ring, it's totally, totally different. And he's then again, and then you look at the level of opponents that he's worked with, and then, because it's your opponent that has to believe in you too. Like, look at the body of work that Jericho did with him. Again, Shibata. Think of that. You've seen, if you're a wrestling fan, look at some of the matches this man has had. And then think of what you saw last night and be like, wow, I guess there's something to this Orange Cassidy, because they're really, really.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Yes. Hey everyone, Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league, or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app. free for most subscribers.
It's weekly winter time here on Busted Open on the weekend. And you know the deal. It's the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. But let's start at the beginning and talk about some of these shows because, I mean, all of them. And again, I feel like really since the Triple H era took over, the main roster has benefited incredibly. I think Mondays and Fridays are fantastic. On Tuesday, we got the debut of Ava Rain, The Rock's daughter showing up on NXT. Like so many different and fun things that happened this week that were just noteworthy. And again, I go into Monday starting off. I mean, you had Seth Rollins. I really feel like Seth is anchoring that show. I know we had a women's tag team championship match and the belts changed hands with Alexa Bliss and Asuka becoming champs. And that was certainly a great moment, but I tune in and I look forward to Monday Night Raw every single week for Seth Rollins. And he had a fantastic match with Austin Theory on Monday. I felt like it really set the tone for the rest of the show.
Agreed. Enjoyed Raw. Thought it was a solid show. I enjoyed this entire week of professional wrestling. But that was a great match. And listen, like I always talk about safe shows leading into a big event. It was nothing safe about the show. It continued storylines. It helped promote what you're going to see in about an hour or so with Crown Jewel. And enjoyed the show. Great matches as always. And there was a lot of really, really good in that whole 3-hour show of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, it really was. And we go from Monday into Tuesday. Again, the bad part, I guess, about Tuesday, and there was plenty to like, but I couldn't, help but think about R-Truth that entire time. Yeah, that was the real bummer of that show. That sucked.
Took the air out of the room for when it happened, but thinking on the fly, I think, that promo that was cut afterwards and, taking care of R-Truth, who I think is going to be out. I've read different reports on it. I at first thought he broke his leg. Could be a quad injury, could be a knee injury. Don't know anything confirmed, but I think he's going to be out for a while. Another really, really solid show. Continued storylines going there. Enjoyed the main event and also enjoyed, the sit down with Ava, Rock's daughter, Ava Rain, and enjoyed two vignettes of something's coming, and I don't know what that something is. The one person who keeps calling the PC Center and leaving voice messages, and then the other person who they showed the title and showed all these things, and this newer person is coming in, but this newer person has pretty much dominance and his eyes focused. So interesting to see where those are going.
Yeah, definitely another reason to tune in on a Tuesday. And yeah, the story of Ava Rain is going to be interesting to follow because, well, for obvious reasons, there's a lot going on with her family, with the bloodline, as obviously the main roster does their thing, and maybe it bleeds over in NXT. I don't see how that would happen currently, but certainly always something to keep in the back of your mind, at least a little bit. We jump over to Wednesday. Tommy, what'd you think about Dynamite? I thought it flowed well at different points. I felt it also sometimes it didn't hit as well as it could. I thought it finished strong, but in between, I thought there was, it was a fine show. It was a good show. I just don't know if it was the regular weekly winner contention that it usually is for me.
Agreed. Fair assessment. Bully and I covered it in detail on Thursday, and it was pretty much what you said. Good quality wrestling, a lot of run-ins, a lot of Ring of Honor representation, a safe show in the world of AEW Dynamite.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way of putting it. A safe show. You know what I did like? What I really liked, the vignette from the House of Black, because we got some more clarity on where that might be going. And I think you and I both agree, one of the best factions in all of pro wrestling, with three of the most talented individuals that you can ask for. With what they bring to a ring anytime they step in. And they don't even have to work, from the Bray Wyatt angle. Like, they don't even need to work all the time. They're just that captivating.
House of Black was like a movie. And my other favorite part of where are they going with this, the second installment of the elite and their images being burned away and taken away. This time we've seen the camera pull back and the actual how it's done, editing them out. But I just thought it was fascinating how they did it and interesting to see where eventually where they're going, what return of that would be as well.
Yeah, it's good they're finally talking about it, because that obviously needs to be talked about. You had, you know, right after All Out, all the people who won these belts, you know, integral characters in your company, the general public got no explanation on where they went or what the future would hold. No mention of suspensions or anything like that. So it's nice to have some clarity, at least on some level, and an acknowledgement of some of our favorite characters, whether they're suspended or not. That's really immaterial. It's just letting us know what's going on with their career arc and their career trajectory. So yes, and it's good to see the House of Black getting that vignette. Then we move over to Thursday, man, and you guys in Impact are absolutely killing it. I say it once, I'll say it again. Probably the most, you know, pound for pound, show for show, the most consistently solid show out there. They don't usually get weekly winner when I talk about Impact, Tommy, but that doesn't mean they're not putting on one of the best shows in professional wrestling. And then you add in what Bully is doing. It was great to see, obviously, a former TNA / Impact champion making his return and the compelling storytelling you all are doing. I can't say enough good things about Impact and what's happening on Thursday night.
Super duper solid show. Our very own Mickey James too. This is real, man. I don't think people understand the ramifications. Like, if Mickey loses, she is retiring straight up, like, because she wants, and this came from a real conversation that Mickey and I had, of I don't want to just be another body on the roster. I want to have things with everything is important. And I totally get it. It came from, like, you know, her past experience that she had, again, different regime.
Yeah.
And she has been firing on all cylinders ever since she left WWE, hasn't missed a beat, but she was just like, you know, if I can't be the best, I don't want to be here anymore in the business. And yes, she's a mom, she's older, she has other responsibilities, but, you know, going out there week after week and literally putting your career on the line. Yeah. And if you think about it, you don't know what show it's going to be where Mickey's going to, it's going to be her last. And if that's a promotional tool, it's something that is working, because, I mean, Sam's Town both times were up, and Louisville's going to be the same in about 2 weeks.
Man, I am so bummed I missed those Vegas tapings. I was obviously out taking care of family business, but I can't wait till you guys return. I love, and we've talked about it, I love that Sam's Town venue. So I'm glad, and we were talking about it a little bit off the air, but I'm glad everything went well. And Vegas was continues to be a great host for professional wrestling. So that was awesome to hear. We're going to pivot from Thursday into Friday, Tommy, and two really, really good shows. We start with SmackDown. I love how SmackDown started off with Liv Morgan and Sonya Deville. Liv kind of continuing this edge, this little persona that she's adding to her, her appearances. We had Bloodline segments. We had a Bray Wyatt segment. We had New Day, the Usos, and the Brawling Brutes getting in there. And of course, Gunther and Rey Mysterio putting a cap on this Friday night. I just, almost 48 years old, the ageless wonder, one of the greatest professional wrestlers to ever live in Rey Mysterio. I watched him in the mid-90s when I was a child. I'm almost 40, and he's main eventing SmackDown. What the shit?
And if you think about it, he's the only guy in the history of the world that made an area code cool. loved the main event, SmackDown.
Yes,
I have almost a three-way tie for my weekly winner, and SmackDown is one of them. Man,
nah, I do not blame you. Now that makes me wonder, what do you think about Rampage? Because a fire-ass Ricky Starks promo, right? In ring, a little bit of Jamie Hayter and Tony Storm action after we had that Britt Baker and Hayter versus Sky Blue and Madison Rain. And obviously the show kicked off with Mike Tyson on commentary with Orange Cassidy and Shibata. That show is right there for me with weekly winner.
Yeah, really, really enjoyed it. Another one that could be part of my three-way tie, but there's little things that I use to make up my decisions. Another thing I forgot to say with SmackDown, and I see this trend, and I know a lot of wrestlers listen to this show. When you're landing on things, and I'm talking about the Liv and Sonya Deville match, you have to, and this is where You know it's going to hurt. You know it's going to suck, but you have to do it properly because it's so easy to break an elbow. There are times my elbows lock, but that's from bumping. It's not from landing on things. People are reaching back. I've seen people look back for the mat, or as well as they're putting their hands down before they bump. And I saw it a few times. That's where you literally have to do, you just got to land on the chair. And when you're dealing with piles of chairs, or if you're dealing with a ladder, you can't slap out because you could break your wrist, your forearms, your elbows. You just got to take it. And it's not saying you're not tough enough. You're not doing that. It's just, we're all ingrained to be taught this way where, you know, always like you slap out to absorb it. If you slap out when you're on a pile of steel, you're slapping onto the steel. That's where you actually, your surface area for the actual bump, you're making it smaller for just, hey, I'm going to have to take this on my back and it's going to suck. And then I'm going to have to get on an airplane and go fly to Saudi Arabia and that's going to suck.
Yeah.
Or don't do the spot.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. Some advice, some tips of the trade.
People get hurt. I don't want to see people. Yeah. When you reach back for the mat, you're going to get hurt. That's it.
There you go. Great advice, Tommy. All right. So that brings us to the decision that we have to make, the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. Weekly Wintertime, Tommy. Who are you going with?
It really, like, it was between SmackDown, Dynamite, and Impact. I eliminated Dynamite I thought the opening match should have been the main event, and the main event should have been the opening match.
Yeah.
So I eliminated that because of that. It was then down to SmackDown and Impact, both great shows, and not saying because I worked there. I really wish people saw, because I saw it live, Josh Alexander and Frankie Kazarian versus the Aussie Open.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the Aussie Open. Love working with those guys. The future is so bright, and a tag team that's so, so good, as well as Kenny King, Mike Bailey.
Speedball, yes.
Difference of styles, but man, it made for such a great match. And, you know, continuing storylines leading up to, you know, the next show, which will be in Louisville. And then you had other really, really good matches, Ace Austin and Moose. And like you said, continuation of the Bully Moose match, which now is going to be an actual match because of all the BS behind the scenes and then what you see on the air. And then another solid match, which one of my favorite characters and, you know, doesn't get enough love or credit, Jessica, who went from the death machine and, you know, everything brutal and tough to like this party girl. And I watch how the crowd reacts to her. And it was great. And her and Savannah both women tore it up and had a long, long, hard hitting, stiff type of matchup. And just really, really enjoyed watching the show. And that's why Impact for me this week was the weekly winner. And please, 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 it ain't because I work there, because normally when I've done this with you, I want to say it's either been Dynamite or SmackDown. Yeah. For me, as my, because I'm a big fan of professional wrestling. And I loved it. If it was if you're going into Tommy Dreamer's world, my favorite thing I watched last night was the 10-man match that I watched from 1983 with Andre the Giant, Jimmy Snuka, Rocky Johnson, Salvatore Bellomo, and I forgot who, versus Superstar Billy Graham, Buddy Rose, Ray Stevens, Mr. Fuji, and Don Morocco. It was one of my favorite matches of all time, and I watched it last night. And that's how insane I am, because I have to go through all that stuff, talking about wrestling for 3 hours,
right.
Having to watch 3 hours of wrestling. I put myself to sleep watching my weekly winner from 1983. But
that's why
the real one would be from this year.
And listen, I know you're not being a homer here, because you're absolutely right. We do this show together a lot, and I don't know if you've picked Impact at all this year. And I'm going to tell you something, man. This is probably a first. It was a three-way tie basically for me, and it wasn't even Dynamite. I didn't even have Dynamite in there. It was Impact, it was Rampage, and it was SmackDown. And I, as we were talking about it, I wasn't exactly sure we were going, but I kind of set it up by talking about how Impact is probably the consistently best pound for pound show, bringing it every single week, always enjoyable. And it, for me, it was enough of a week to where I didn't think there was a clear standout that Impact for what they've done throughout the entire year and for what was, and let's not make a mistake, Thursday night on Access was a great show. I am also going Impact. And I think
I think this is the first time
both hosts have unanimously picked Impact on a Saturday show. So salute to everybody over there, man, because it is beyond well-deserved. I can't stress that enough.
We just tipped the scales like Billy and I at the Vegas buffet.
Fat and Furious, baby.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.